HempUSA.org.
A day after smoke was seen all over from the Fukushima plant in Japan, workers return only to have three workers exposed to radioactive elements. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We're going to take on a wild roller coaster ride this hour of ATN. So just hang on. Remember, you can always throw in your 2 cents at 800-259-5791. Anybody out there listening to me concerned about radiation on the West Coast? Boy, a lot of people, anytime they will gravitate toward any information they hear. Now, in Colorado, they're saying that they're detecting some radiation particles. I've talked to several scientists who say 5,000 miles away plus, it is nothing that can be damaging. And some of that radiation, in fact, is probably from the sun and the rocks and other sources. Ooh. You have to decide for yourself. Who do you believe? Because there are conflicting stories about radiation and how much and all that. From what I'm told, and I'll say this right at the top, and I've asked three or four different people, we've had a couple on the show, the radiation particles dissipate no matter what happens at Fukushima when you're talking about 5,000 plus miles away. It's not the kind of nuclear particles that can be damaging, very minuscule, if that. But do you believe it? You know, there's the question. Do you believe it? It's always the, ooh, woulda, shoulda, coulda. They didn't tell us we were supposed to wear sunblock when we were little, so we would get sunburned, and then eventually we would get a tan. You know what I'm saying? There are plenty of the, and radiation is much worse. But it's the same thing of people going and getting x-rays, and then later in life, they'll start to ask you, a doctor will question you, well, did you put that little flap on to protect yourself from, you know, protect your thyroid? Because we're seeing cases of thyroid cancer. You're kidding. Who knew about the little flap? Or how many times did you get cavities filled or x-rays or really x-rays, not so much the cavities, x-rays at the dentist? They really push the x-rays. How safe are the x-rays? Questions that you have to ask yourself. So, at Japan, quickly, I'll tell you this, the nuclear officials there are saying, because there's a lot of them, all kinds of them on the ground, are saying that three workers were exposed to some serious radioactive elements, and they were injured at this plant that is more than scaring the people with radiation fears right there in the belly of the beast in that area. So a spokesperson for the Nuclear Safety Agency is saying that they were laying, the workers were laying electrical cables at the plant when they were overexposed. Oof, what does that mean? In my mind, when I read that, I was thinking Silkwood. I don't know. My mind just went to Silkwood or the China Syndrome. And see, that's how we're all piecing it together. Three Mile Island. What does that mean? How much exposure? And the more the plant tries to alleviate the fears, the more those fears grow by the day. As the people bury the dead in mass graves, because there's too many dead bodies, they can't even deal with that. It's awful, awful, awful what's happening outside of Tokyo. What's happening on the ground in Libya? Here's the latest. The president says, no boots on the ground. We're not going to do that. In fact, we're handing this off. The expectation is at the end of the week, this is all handed off. That we're there, we're part of this as far as the airstrikes, but now we're pushing the ball forward. So who picks up the ball? And what about these rebels? There's just nothing but questions when it comes to Libya. Hillary Clinton, had her own take
There are many aspects to what the international community is doing to put a lot of pressure on Gaddafi and those around him. We're making real progress, so I think that it will be days, and the days, I hope, will be sooner instead of later. I'm very relaxed about it, Diane. I think it is it's proceeding. It's moving forward in the right direction, and we will have what we need in the next few days.
Ooh, very relaxed. That's the kiss of death, Hillary Clinton, saying she's relaxed about the situation and will know in days. See, that's political spin, stepping around everything. That's what the secretary, when it comes to Libya, that's what the Secretary of State is doing there. Sam in Montreal, you have the first word. Hello.
Just to let you know, Steve's fine.
Because Steve, for people who have no clue who you're talking about, as we have a lot of new affiliates, Steve is your nephew who is in Israel.
Right. He was having a sit down with one of his professors because he's going for his master's degree in educational administration. So he was having a sit down with him when it happened. So just to let you know, he's fine.
Good news.
Yeah. Okay. But unfortunately, just to get off. I mean, you mentioned Syria. You know, we might as well throw, you know, Israel into this. Even the Palestinians, you know, said it wasn't us, but, you know, maybe the Palestinians are just blowing smoke. Who knows? But, you know, who knows? This could be, this could be the start of a new, maybe a third intifada, you know, things like that. And,
not just Syria, Yemen,
yeah.
This is bubbling up everywhere. All you have to do is look at a map of the Middle East, only it's not happening in Israel, not in Saudi Arabia yet, although there has been some anti-government protests. The king has been able to squash that somewhat, but I think it's pretty scary what's happening in the Middle East. And you mentioned, so everybody knows this as well, there were about a dozen people hurt in Jerusalem. They had a terror attack there. A woman was killed. 50 other people were wounded, sadly. I have a friend who lives in Israel, and this happened at the central bus station, and it happened during evening rush hour when things started on Wednesday, and it was a very crowded area.
For sure.
So sad stuff there.
Well, what had happened, someone discovered the bag, called the police, and they were going to send the bomb squad, but as you can see, unfortunately, the bomb squad arrived too late. And I guess you've seen all the video, and you see all the Hasidim, you know, the Jews with the long curls.
Yeah.
Some of them have their arms folded, like, what's going on here? I mean, they're just a little history. There are some Hasidic groups who don't believe in the state of Israel until the Messiah comes, so they're standing around like, what's going on here? You know, some of them are probably saying, oh, this is a punishment until the Messiah comes and all this. You know, so it's like, I mean, I don't wish anything bad to happen to them, but if it ever happens to them, then they'll know what it feels like.
Yeah,
you know?
No kidding. Thanks, Sam, and thanks for the update on your nephew. We're glad that he's okay. And talking about that bag that was left is very unusual because in Israel they are so conscious about security there. But nobody noticed it. Nobody saw it, and that's what it was. It was some kind of a medium-sized device, is what they're calling it, that was in a bag that was left near the bus station. And nobody's claimed responsibility, by the way, for the terrorist attack yet at this point. Changing gears, we're talking about the brackets, NCAA hoop next.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
This is the best time of the year to catch college hoops. Why? Because many of you, I'm sure, are invested, if you know what I mean. Are you in a couple of brackets even at work? Perhaps you laid down some do-re-mi in Vegas, I don't know, but I guarantee a lot of you are just tearing your hair out when you look at some of the teams that have made it in and some of the teams that didn't make it in that you thought were going to be there. I'll tell you what, Steve Boone, he's the best man. Da Buddha is in the house to break it down for us. How you doing, Steve-O?
Well, you know, I'm back from Vegas, and it took me the first two rounds of the tournament to figure out exactly what they mean when they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Kate, what they're talking about is your money. The only thing that stays in Vegas when you go back home is your money. That's it.
No kidding, that's the truth. I'll tell you what, I took such a deep gasp when Duke barely made it by, because I have Duke winning the whole thing. And
me
I was
too.
Like,
they don't call the Dukes a hazard for nothing.
No kidding. So what? How would you describe so far what we've seen in this tournament?
Well, I mean, my final four is still intact, the one that I gave you on the air last week. I think we've seen exactly, you know, few surprises. Richmond's a surprise. Obviously, Marquette, another surprise. No one thought VCU would make it this far. And by the way, I've got them going to the Elite Eight and beating Florida State. But I guess we'll go over game by game at some point. I did scratch down a few tips for people about to bet this Sweet 16. The first one is to realize that in the past two seasons, the favorites have owned it in this round. 12 out of the last 16 in the past 2 years have been the favorites. And then when you have those rare double-digit dogs, they're 9-5 against the Vegas spread. That's in the Sweet 16 since 1999. In this year, we have Richmond as a 10.5-point dog. I don't think they can beat Kansas, but I do think they're talented enough. They have the veterans. I do think they can stick with them and cover that 10.5-point spread.
All right, that's good advice. Let's go for it. Let's go through these games. Ohio State and Kentucky. Man, I'm lost in the sauce here. I'm counting on you, Buddha. What do you think?
Well, I mean, the Wildcats under John Calipari, they may just have the best chance of anyone to expose the one and only flaw that this Ohio State Buckeye team has. If you have a lengthy backcourt that can handle the ball, you're going to expose Ohio State defensively on the perimeter. And once they come out to guard you, they got Brandon Knight and Deron Lamb. Once they come out and guard these guys, they're just going to dump it into the 6'7" Darius Miller and 6'6" DeAndre Liggins. I mean, they are really, really set to expose these guys. The dog is definitely going to bark here. I don't know that Kentucky can beat this team outright, but I would take the 5.5 points. I just like the way they match up. And if anyone's going to beat Ohio State, it's Kentucky. So getting the 5.5 points here. And listen, as a general rule, whenever you really don't know what to do on a game, either take the points or pass.
Points or pass. You just made a whole lot of people happy listening to us in Lexington, Kentucky, who are diehards at WVLA.
Well, they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. If we drop down further in the east, Marquette and UNC.
Yeah, Marquette and UNC. I mean, North Carolina, past 2 weeks have just been horrific against the line. A lot of people out there thinking that North Carolina owes them a bunch because they're 0-5 versus the number. Marquette, you know, one of only two Big East teams still breathing. They've had their share of grinders in Big East play. They scored 75 points or more. That's what stands out to me about Marquette. 75 points or more 18 times and shot 47% from the floor. Is that good enough to beat North Carolina? I don't know, but I do think they can cover this 4.5-point spread, so I would take the dog again here with Marquette plus the points. Points are going to be a big factor in this one.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to our team that we have winning it all. You've been talking about them, Duke. You call them the Dukes of Hazzard. I love that. Duke and Arizona.
Yeah, so Duke's the big 9-point favorite against Arizona. And unlike the rest of the world, me and you, we don't read too much into these Blue Devils, you know, the close call against Michigan State last Sunday. I think the Wolverines deserve credit. I think they had a great game plan. I think they had the cojones to battle back from double digits. But those of you out there, here's the warning. Those of you out there that think that Duke's knockout power is gone, remember this. Blue Devils' last 9 victories prior to the 73-71 close call over Michigan were all by double-digit margins. So while some people may think that the odds makers got it wrong here, let me tell you something. The odds makers are not morons. They know what they're doing. 9 is the right line. Lay the 9. Stay with Duke. They get this win by double digits.
All right, so Duke. UConn, and you picked it, SDSU. They've been fun to watch.
Yeah, and you know what? I was wrong. I thought, you know, everybody was talking about the big talking points before the tournament was be careful with the kids with the weak legs and Connecticut. You know, obviously they're 7-0 straight up and against the spread. Five victories in 5 days during their march to the Big East tourney. And everyone's talking about, you know, how tired they are. Let me tell you something. The only one tired is the bookmakers for paying out bets on Connecticut. Keep betting Connecticut. You don't stop now. These kids are fine. They'll rest in the off season. They're so pumped up. They've got so much emotion that I think there's no stopping them. They are one of the most talented teams, you know, in this tournament. I take Connecticut, pick 'em against San Diego State.
Ooh, okay. If we slide across, we start bottoms up southeast, BYU in Florida. We have a lot of people listening to us who are huge BYU fans. They're stoked. What happens? And also Gator fans, WMEL. We got a big station. We love it, the Space Coast. And they're all about the Gators.
Well, look, BYU played a nearly flawless game versus Gonzaga last Saturday. They blew them out, 89-67. And, you know, everyone's real hyped up about BYU. But I got to tell you, my honest feeling is that they're headed back home, courtesy of a veteran Florida team that when you look at them, they really don't have one weakness. I mean, you could maybe say they're foul shooting, but that seems to be back in place. Plus, they got a big payback from last year. Jimmer Fredette dropped 37. 7, ended Florida's 12-game winning streak. In the Big Dance, they beat them 99-92 in double overtime. Everyone remembers that. Nobody more than this Florida team. But, you know, as I look at this game, it's going to be an open court, free-flowing game. I think the advantage goes to the deeper, more athletic team. I think the deeper, more athletic team is Florida. I give them the edge here. I go with Florida, lay the 2.5. Sorry for that. You're going down.
Butler in Wisconsin. Who do you like in this one?
Well, whenever you need more wine, you always call the Butler. I mean, UM is making its third trip to the Sweet 16 under Bo Ryan, and you know what? They had a big win, 70-65, against Kansas State last Saturday. But let me tell you something, the Butler Bulldogs, these guys are flat out on fire. They will light you up like a Christmas tree. 11-game win streak under Brad Stevens. They're 14-2 straight up in March. This team is tough. This team is tested. They got last-second victories over Old Dominion. And don't forget, number one seed Pittsburgh went down. All that, plus you're getting 4.5 points. Give me the Butler.
All right, here we go again with Florida. Seminole fans abound. VCU and Florida State.
You know, and I got to tell you, those people listening from Florida State, I would probably like the Seminoles here. If your big man, 6'9", Chris Singleton, leads the team in scoring and rebound, was healthy. But let's face it, this big guy, he's far from his normal self. That much we know for sure. I mean, he played 26 total minutes off the bench. He had only 2 of 7 from the field. He got only 4 rebounds. He got 7 fouls in that span. I mean, that's not something you can count on. Plus the Seminoles, you know, they only make 66% of their free throws, 33% of their trays. These guys are flat out inconsistent on offense. And, you know, I look at how they did for the year, 513 turnovers versus only 401 assists. I mean, and the other factor that you just have to consider, me as a handicapper, it's the number one factor, the gut. VCU is dripping with confidence. I love the teams with confidence at this stage of the tournament. Again, dogs are barking. I'm going to take the 3.5 points here. I'm going to go with VCU. They're on their way to the Elite Eight, baby.
Sweet. Last team, and we only have like a minute, so Kansas and Richmond.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier. The big stat, rare double-digit dogs are 9-5 versus the line in the Sweet 16 since 1999. Take the 10.5 points here. Go with that trend. And Richmond, they don't win this game, but they're veterans. They hold the line, and they get inside the number.
All right, fabulous talking to you. Great, great, great info. Steve Budin, DaBuda, go to picknation.com. Check it out. Great info. Steve, thanks.
You got it, Kate.
Talking about the Florida teams, Florida State and Florida, I know a lot of you like actually both of those teams, but how many people have Duke? We're going to push it down court and give you the headers coming up around the bend, plus a dungeon move and squeezing in some odds and ends.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Rattleman. Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com. Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
How lucky can one guy be?
Lucky for you, you tuned into America Tonight. On the overnight highway that is fraught with potholes, and let me tell you, we got a bunch of them. One big one coming out of D.C. I'm going to tell you about that in a second. In fact, that is our dungeon moment. But first, let's hit the headers. Some quick things. One from the world of entertainment. I'm just going to throw this in at the top, okay? Elizabeth Taylor dies, 79 years old. If you look at the photographs of her, because some people don't know much about Elizabeth Taylor. If you're in your 20s, if you're in your 30s, even really if you're in your 40s, you know the later Liz Taylor stuff, like her friendship with Michael Jackson and her activism toward eradicating AIDS and donating money and that sort of stuff and her crazy marriages and whatever. But she really, truly was a siren of the screen back in her day. She had a couple of really, really big hits. Cleopatra, she was known for that. She was known for the portrayal of Virginia Woolf and a slew of other things. National Velvet when she was just a kid. She was a beauty for sure in her day. If any of you young guys out there, just Google her and check out her early photos. Just incredible. And that's what all the men that married her said. They were just sucked in by what Liz Taylor was all about. So Liz Taylor dead at the age of 79. You can bet they'll throw a big, big memorial for her. Lindsay, the nutball Lohan, who cares, but I'm going to mention it because she's rolling the dice, baby, rolling the dice. Decides with that whole necklace deal. She's got how much money? She walks out of a store with a necklace that's worth $2,500. So she decides, instead of taking a plea deal, to go to trial. So she's going to take her chances that she doesn't end up in an orange jumpsuit somewhere. On to bigger things as far as headlines are concerned. Libya. The president returns back to the U.S. and a lot of questions abound, and he's trying to stamp out the questions. The biggest thing I think he said on the day that you need to know, because we've been talking about it in our backyards, because we're paying for all of the missiles that are being fired in Libya, at least U.S. missiles, the Tomahawk comes to mind the most. Well, what the president is saying, no ground troops, absolutely no ground troops. Hopefully for him, not famous last words, and for us as well, since our military couldn't be stretched more thin, and we do not need another war. Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, are you kidding me? No. And a lot of questions still about the rebels and who takes over. The rebels are struggling. Who emerges as this incredible leader to take over a new regime in Libya? Japan, a lot of Americans who just can't bear to see the sad struggles that are being played out across our smaller screens or our giant plasma screens. The destruction, the sadness, the bodies, the whatever. It's now been a couple of weeks since the earthquake, the tsunami, and of course the big thing that all of us are concerned about, the nuclear power plant, the Fukushima power plant that still is leaking radiation. Why are people so stubborn? I'm not a nuclear scientist by any stretch. And what I know about nukes, you could probably fit into a shoebox. I'm a smart enough lady that I can certainly do research, just like all of you can do it. And certainly the people who make their living on it know about the dangers in this situation where you're trying to put it out. Listen, get the cement in there. Stuff it with cement and sand and be done with it. Figure out a way to do that now. Please, some of you listening to us, and this is a big headline, because of what's happening in Japan, I've talked about this before, you're going to see technology things shoot up, like those TVs I just mentioned. They'll cost you more because of parts and things that aren't being made in Japan. There is a lot of trade between our friends and the U.S., so there are a lot of things that will be obsolete. They won't be available, like some of the cars. And also, some of the TVs and that kind of stuff. But here's the big deal. When I said the word cars, we have a lot of people listening to America Tonight in a cool plant in Georgetown, Kentucky. My friends, I'm telling you, I am saying the prayers for you. I got my fingers crossed because somebody hit me up today, sent me a text message. Whoa, look out. Toyota is saying that they're going to have to shut down U.S. plants. They're going to have to shut them down. I mean, all of them, I don't know. Really, what I heard was that all 13 of the factories in the United States, Canada and Mexico, so our friends in Canada too, you're going to see there's going to be a possible shutdown because of parts shortages from Japan. That's the big thing here. So it doesn't mean that the plants will stop working, that they have to be ready in case the need comes up. But there's going to be an interruption. There's going to be an eruption, I guess that's what it is. And since the mother of all earthquakes slammed into Japan back on March 11th, this is the thing. Some of the auto parts, some of the production of it has been able to kick in. Toyota basically employs about 25,000 manufacturing and research and development folks in North America. Like I said, I know many of you out there listening to America Tonight are some of those people. So we got our fingers crossed for you, I'm telling you. We do. It's a rough situation, and this is just the beginning of this. There are a lot of things people aren't thinking about, but you're going to start to feel the trickle down of this. All right, let's get to our dungeon moment. This one's a shocker, I'm telling you. Somebody who travels, this scares me to death. We're on our own, folks. So two planes luckily landed safely Wednesday morning at Reagan National Airport. And you say, well, you know, there's lots of flights in and out of Washington, tons of flights, right? So what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is they couldn't reach anyone at the air traffic control tower. Couldn't reach anyone. Hello? Hello? Flight 1216. Are we cleared for landing? Nothing. Zippo. You could hear crickets. The FAA is not talking about this. In fact, I tried to get a comment. I knew I wouldn't get anything, though. They're not going to say anything at this point. But just for grins, I tried. So what they're saying is all they know, basically, is the controller didn't respond, and they're trying to figure out why. It happened just after midnight, or just after 12:10 a.m. Just after 12:10 a.m., an American Airlines plane tried to call the tower to get the clearance to land, got no answer. The plane had been in contact with a regional air traffic controller, and a controller told the pilot that he couldn't contact anyone at the tower either. That is crazy. So the tower was unmanned. It had to be. Then another flight comes in about 15 minutes later. They have this United flight. They couldn't reach the tower. They land without any problems. Whew, thank goodness. Do you know how easy it would be to have had a disaster of unbelievable proportions? I can think back in my mind to maybe, I want to say maybe 15, 16 years ago. I'd have to nail the exact date down. I'd have to Google it and whatever. But I'm shooting off the top of my head because it just is coming back to me. Remember in Los Angeles, LAX, where there was a debacle in the tower and two planes that had landed hit each other, and there were people killed in that. In fact, I interviewed a guy from Lompoc Air Force Base. He was an airman there who had escaped injury, but, you know, the plane was on fire, and he was lucky to be alive. And this was because of some crazy thing at LAX where the tower, there was confusion in the tower. Here you have an unmanned tower. So the United flight luckily lands, too. And then after that, the controller was back in the tower. The FAA, the only thing they really say is they're looking into what the deal is. Apparently, it's staffing problems. Even the transportation windbag, Ray LaHood, the secretary, ordered the FAA to schedule two controllers on the overnight shift. This is ridiculous. It's outrageous. You cannot. This is what happens. This is what happens. This was deregulation. This was all this nonsense now that's happened with air traffic controllers and trying to pinch a penny. Here's where you don't want to pinch pennies. Give me a break. Did you ever see the movie Pushing Tin? Rent Pushing Tin. I swear. Pushing Tin is pretty dead on to sometimes what happens in these towers. I know two people who work in a tower, and they tell me unbelievable stories. In fact, I don't want to talk to them because I hate it when I fly and I know all these things. So without further ado, Donovan Madsen, let's open up the dungeon. And I'm going to say that we have to throw the idiots at Reagan National Airport in Washington, in charge of the air traffic controllers, whoever is the head of the head, which you can't find him because he's missing in action, let's throw them, Mr. X, in the dungeon.
Hold on a moment. I'm trying to find them. I'm getting no response from the tower. Oh, they're there.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, ridiculous. I mean, really, honestly, too dangerous. One controller in the tower at a time, give me a break. I mean, even in the morning, it doesn't matter what time. These airports, they can't figure it out. Or the one controller. Here's the thing, dude. If he was going to the bathroom, you got to hold it in. You have to hold it in because there are planes out there. You are pushing tin. You are pushing tin with people's lives at stake. It's infuriating. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to continue down this transportation highway. Coming up next, check out this story, TSA issues with a talk show host, no less, really his son, when they were traveling from Little Rock, Arkansas to California. You don't want to miss this one. We're pushing it down the road. Stay with us.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. TSA. Ooh, nothing gets under my skin more. All of you have been through my travel nightmares and some of the other folks that we've talked to on the show in the past probably 4.5 years who have had nightmarish experiences. But this is awful. What we learned of earlier this week, and you might have seen it on the GCN website, Chris Barr and his son just traveling to California. And unfortunately, because of a name, it seems, the TSA decided to trip them up. I'm going to let him tell his story. His son, Brady, who is 18 years old, goes by the last name of Barraza, which is the family's Bass surname. So that would be right before or pre-Ellis Island. And trust me, I know all about that with the Irish thing. But I've never been tripped up on that with the TSA. So this is something new. Chris, first of all, let's re-rack this here because I wanted you really to tell the story. Set it up for us. You were going from Little Rock with your son to California, I'm assuming, for a family trip, right?
Yes, that's right. And we've traveled at least twice a year, sometimes three or four times a year, through the same airport to California. My son's actually traveled more than I have because sometimes he goes to visit friends and family out in California. So this isn't the first or second or fifth or twelfth time we've done this and gone through TSA. My son keeps a dossier with him, so he has a notarized documentation of his use of the family name Barraza rather than Barr. This has never been a problem until yesterday when they pitched a fit about his ticket having a different name, having the name Barraza rather than Barr that is on his birth certificate. Well, we've traveled there. We've always done this. It's never been an issue. And obviously he's 16, or he's 18, excuse me. He looks 15 or 16. He doesn't look dangerous. He isn't dangerous, but he is very well schooled on freedom and freedom issues. So we figured, okay, well, they'll pat us down. They'll give some more security. They do that often, whatever. But instead, they brought out the federal manager for TSA of the facility. They brought up the head of security, and they brought out an investigator from the Department of Homeland Security. Then they called the Little Rock Police Department. We suddenly found ourselves surrounded by five fully armed police officers, and literally surrounded. There were also numerous supervisors and lead officers from DHS surrounding outside of them. We actually got there earlier than usual. We got there an hour and a half early, and it was a really slow day, so it seems as though they just had extra time on their hands. But in any case, they wouldn't permit us to fly, and I don't know how much of it was ineptitude, how much of it is power trip, because they were well aware, because they asked for more than an hour before this happened, what time is your flight, do you have bags on, how many bags do you have. So they had more than adequate availability of getting our bags off the plane if they were not going to let us fly. But they didn't do that either. Our bags flew out to California, and we were still left there, not being permitted to get on the flight. And they finally, mid-morning, called us back, the investigator, and told told me that I was now authorized to fly, but my son would not unless he changed the name on the ticket to Barr. So it had nothing to do with any security issues. It had nothing to do with danger or lack of danger. It's just a name on a ticket. And they told us if we made this change, my son was actually going to, as he said, we went to the airport, found out that Southwest would change the name. So he said, okay, he was initially going to fight them, and if he couldn't win on the 12-hour later flight, then he would change the ticket. But then he decided to go ahead and change the name and just get it out of the way because the DHS said, if you'll just do this, then we'll let you fly. Well, when we got there at 4 o'clock, 2 hours before the flight, they went through everything all over again, and we barely were able to catch a flight as they my son had done exactly what they said. If you do this, we'll let you fly. And they still wouldn't and almost didn't let him and put through more than an hour of trouble.
Wow. We're speaking with Chris Barr, who, by the way, happens to be a local in Little Rock, Arkansas, talk host. He's got a news talk program there. Did they realize who they were messing with? The power of the airwaves, my friend. And when all this was going on, were you just kind of scratching your head saying, wow, this is surreal. I can't believe this. I don't understand. What did that process feel like to you?
Well, it was exactly like that. I told them, look, we come through here two or three times a year or more. In fact, one of the police officers in the afternoon recognized me. He said, you come through here all the time, don't you? And I said, well, several times a year. He said, yeah, I know. I've seen you. And so the police were fine with it. It was TSA on a power trip. And I told them about how much we come in there. And they didn't care. They said, every time you come here, it's all over again, new, and it doesn't matter. So, yeah, we could see it was a combination of power trip, ineptitude. One of the investigators told me, when you enter the TSA area, you are willingly giving up your rights from search and seizure, your rights against undue search and seizure. And I looked at him, I said, that sounds unconstitutional to me. And that was greeted with silence. They asked at one point, are you sovereigns? And I said, well, I'm not sure what you mean by that. And they said, well, we've had people espousing things like you're saying that call themselves sovereigns, and sovereign groups have made threats against TSA and DHS. And I said, well, I know some people who call themselves sovereigns, but I don't know of any groups that any of them belong to. It was very surreal. They called the FBI. The FBI asked my son what was his address when he was 5 years old, and he couldn't remember. He guessed at something that was close. But eventually the Little Rock police then took over with the FBI, because at first it was TSA, and then the Little Rock police finally hung up and said, well, the FBI said they're through with them, they're okay. And the response from DSA when he from TSA when he told them that was, well, we're not done yet. So
wow.
He continued.
Wow, TSA so out of bounds. So this, what do you do next? You have to just be, I know you're trying to enjoy yourself in California, and I'm sure you are, but what do you do when you come back and you get back into the everyday flow of your life? What do you do, what do you and Brady, what are the repercussions? What can you do? What do you think you guys will do? Anything?
Well, Brady has already said when we get back, he said, I'm going down there and I'm going to the top. I'm going to let them know. He really wants to give them a piece of his mind and complain about what happened. He was fuming. In the afternoon, they did let me go through. In fact, it's pretty funny because I've never gone through with so little trouble in the afternoon, because normally they pat me down, not always, but usually, and they go through my things. But they put me right through in the afternoon once they separated from him, my son, and I just sat at the end watching him, and they kept coming and talking to me. Well, we're almost done. That went on for more than an hour with them telling me we're almost done. My son actually had to help them because they said we don't know about what happened in the morning. So he had the number of the investigator from the morning, and he called that man up, who then called the afternoon people. So my son actually had to help TSA to do their job because apparently the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. And if my son hadn't gotten the phone number from the DHS investigator, he may not have made it here with me to California.
Yeah, just a crazy situation. We have a minute or so left, but it does make you wonder, as I said before I went to you, Chris, I've heard so many stories, different twists and different turns from your story, but just as horrific. You just got to say to yourself, what is the deal with these with TSA? Is it just a federal agency out of control? Is it, as you said, do you think it's a power trip thing?
Yeah, it's absolutely an agency out of control. It's an agency that there's, in reality, no use for. In Israel, they have an intelligent way that they take care of these things, and they don't have plane bombings where they have bombings all the time. We're not safe today because of TSA. We're just delayed and wasting huge tens of millions of dollars on, well, just at Little Rock alone, there were 20 to 30 people that we could see and who knows how many behind the scenes being paid premium federal salaries. You know, federal government employees receive higher compensation than non-federal. That's a matter of fact. And they're people that are uneducated largely, and they're just on a power trip. So it's a bad deal, no matter how you look at it. And then when you have these kinds of things happen where they're just trying to let we, the people, know that they're in charge, that's unconstitutional. They're public servants, but they're acting like they are in charge of us.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Perfect way to end this interview. Chris Barr, the best to you and your son. Go get them. And so sorry this happened to you, and thanks so much for filling us in here on America Tonight.